Hey everyone, I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 492, 6 ways stay-at-home parents can make extra money, because every parent can always use a little or a lot of extra cash. Even as a young girl, I had a very strong work ethic and absolutely loved finding ways to earn a few extra bucks. Whether it was selling lemonade in a stand at the end of my driveway, babysitting for neighbors, walking local dogs, or having a garage sale, I enjoyed coming up with ways to add dollars to my savings account. Honestly, in my wildest dreams, I never imagined becoming the mother to 8 amazing kids, especially after 6 very long and grueling years of infertility. But I was blessed with my small tribe, and I've never looked back. While we struggled with infertility, we did live a very full life of career, travel, and enjoying our personal hobbies and interests. We were a double-income couple who didn't worry much about finances. 8 kids and a divorce, although amicable, later, my financial picture changed on a dime. I've been so fortunate to work outside the home doing jobs that I absolutely love. As a writer and a professional fundraiser, I meet the most interesting people and I'm surrounded by exciting venues and events with which I get to work on a daily basis. As great as all that sounds, unfortunately, it just doesn't replace the income I had when I was married. I'm not complaining, but in addition to making different financial decisions that benefit my family, I've also had to find other ways to earn a side income from home. Thanks to the incredible resources I've gleaned from my own circle of friends, as well as great advice from many online moms that I'm connected with, I've discovered a handful of terrific ways that stay-at-home parents can earn some serious extra cash from the comfort of their own homes. Mighty Mommy is going to share 6 terrific money makers that can earn families fast cash without punching a 9-to-5 clock every day. These 6 ways that stay-at-home parents can earn some income are 1. Flex jobs. 2. Cashback post-purchase. 3. Rent your stuff. 4. Sell your clutter. 5. Type for cash. And 6. Take paid surveys. Here they are in more detail. 1. Flex jobs. Whether you're a stay-at-home parent or a single parent, the key word to helping score some extra cash is flexibility. When I began my journey as a newly single parent, I struggled with balance. I wanted to spend quality time with my 8 kids, maintain my life as a freelance writer, and have the ability to cultivate my important relationships with close friends and family members. Add into the mix trying to maintain my physical and emotional well-being. This was no easy feat. One of my closest friends, recently widowed at the age of 45, introduced me to the world of flex jobs, the leading job board for telecommuting. And it's part-time, flexible, and there's work-from-home opportunities that you can't beat. And there are other alternative work arrangements as well. Here's the skinny on this very active site. They're committed to providing a scam-free, which is so important, resource for job seekers who need flexibility in their professional lives. Each job listed on their very active site is looked over prior to being posted, which ensures each job is legitimate and scam-free. FlexJobs is not a free site, but they do offer quality jobs at very reasonable prices, as low as $14.95 per month, and they're committed to providing quality job listings within a wide variety of career areas. I subscribed to FlexJobs soon after my divorce, and I found a wonderful job typing college manuscripts for over $20 an hour. That was over 5 years ago, and to this day, I still get invitations to do administrative work from home in my spare time. Number 2. Cashback post-purchase. If you tend to be a tech-savvy consumer, why not earn a few extra bucks after you purchase something that your family needs? The world of today's smartphones and other electronic devices offers shrewd family shoppers some terrific opportunities to score a bit of easy income after they've shopped. Paribus is an online tool that scans your emails, tracks your purchases, and pays you the difference if it discovers a price change after you buy something. This clever app monitors over 29 retailers, including family favorites like Zappos, Walmart, and Target. It's easy money that you otherwise wouldn't get back, and all you have to do is download the app and hit the road shopping. I've been using this clever tool for a couple of years now, and I've easily added several hundred bucks to my bank account, literally doing nothing. Number 3, rent your stuff. One great way to earn a few easy dollars is to turn your stuff into an income source by renting it through legitimate websites. I originally thought that this was a bunch of nonsense until several of my friends started doing it. My college roommate rented her pool for someone's family reunion last month and made 500 bucks for one afternoon. A colleague that I work with rented his Jeep for a day tour of our seaside community for $300. The list is truly endless. Here are some sites that you can use to rent your gear. RentyThing.com, BabiesGetaway.com, and PeerRenters.com. Did you know that baby and kid paraphernalia are hot items to rent? Because families don't want to haul this stuff on vacations or for other travel reasons. A super trending company to pursue is BabyQuip.com. Anyone interested can fill out a brief application and attend a free webinar to learn all about launching and running their baby gear business. BabyQuip trains applicants in all aspects of running the business, including baby gear safety and cleanliness, providing concierge-level customer service to families, sales and social media marketing, and even public relations. Give it a try. And number 4, sell your clutter. As parents, whether we like it or not, we tend to collect a lot of clutter once our precious baby enters our lives. Even the most organized families seem to accumulate piles of extra stuff once they become a parent. We have an unusual story in our family going from no kids to 4 in less than 3 years. But even families who have 1 or 2 kids know how easy it is for all sorts of baby and kid items to creep into their lives. Once our family hit the 8-kid mark, we were besieged with mountains of baby clothes, toddler items, toys, yard gear, car stuff, and everything in between. It truly was overwhelming. We donated most of our extra kid stuff throughout the years because we simply needed to streamline and get rid of the massive amounts of clutter we accumulated in such a short period of time. Today, however, families are doing something really smart. They're selling their stuff for cash. Here are some trusted sites that friends and listeners of the Mighty Mommy podcast are relying on to declutter and make a few easy bucks. Gazelle or declutter.com are great apps to help you sell old computers, books and video games, your smartphones and DVDs and CDs. UBid is an online auction store. They sell everything from discount certificates to collectibles. Tradesy, another place to sell bags, shoes, designer clothes, and accessories. And Virage Sale, an online garage sale. How clever is that? Anything that you'd put in your garage sale, you can put on this online site. Number 5, type for cash. As I mentioned earlier, the first job I landed for some great extra cash was typing college manuscripts for over $20 an hour. Because I type over 100 words per minute, finding gigs where I could produce typed content is usually the first place I look when I need some easy money. I work 2 full-time jobs that I absolutely love, but I still fill in the gaps throughout the year, landing typing freelance work. Here are a few places you can check out if pounding the keyboard is your thing. TDEC. Data entry is a popular occupation for anyone that's looking to make money online. TDEC, which is TDEC, is hiring data entry specialists at their various locations in dozens of states. Scribe, S-C-R-I-B-I-E. If you're a fast typer like I am, working at Scribe is an excellent option for you. All that you have to do is watch a video and transcribe the audio, and you can get paid anywhere from $5 to $20 per an audio hour. And Megatypers. This is another data entry site that offers a variety of services to their clients. If you work with Megatypers, you could be entering the data or transcribing voice to text. The faster you type, the more you'll earn. You can make anywhere from 45 cents per 1,000 words to $1.50 per 100 words. And number 6, take paid surveys. Before you go rolling your eyes at this suggestion, let me tell you that taking paid surveys is a great fit for someone who has several free hours scattered about during their week that might otherwise just be wasted doing stuff like surfing the net or mindlessly scrolling through Facebook. I myself have made hundreds of dollars taking paid surveys when my kids were younger, and I was truly stuck at home for many hours a week. Here are some legit sites that you can visit to make some money for your rainy day account. SurveyJunkie.com, PrizeRebel.com, SurveyRewards, REWARDZ, SwagBucks, and MindSwarms. What ways have you made some extra income as a stay-at-home parent? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or you can post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also connect with me on Twitter at Mighty Mommy or email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. If you have friends and family that would enjoy listening as well, I'd love it if you'd share the link to this podcast and refer them to the website, www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. Here, you'll find hundreds of archived episodes covering a wide variety of parenting and family-related topics. As always, thanks so much for listening. And until next time, happy parenting!